Well, hello, my friends. Good evening. Welcome into this edition of JMAC Live. How the heck are you? I hope things are going well. As usual, please check in. Let me know where you're at, where you're listening in from. Let me know what is on your mind. I'm wide open. Whatever you want to talk about. I'm still recovering from the marathon live that we did on Thursday night. 2.5 hours. So many of you stuck with me the whole time as I was debating an individual about the fraud of COVID and about the election fraud lies. It was very interesting that right after I got offline, Chris Larson sent me a link showing me the results of the Maricopa audit in Arizona. And just one more time, there continues to be no evidence of widespread voter fraud. One more time, but we'll talk about that a little bit tonight. Heather joining us from Riverton. Hey, Heather. Hope things are going well. Wanted to give you a quick update. Those of you who are members, I wanted to show you a change that just happened on our website, because I think it's kind of cool and you'll be able to participate more if you want, if you choose. David and Mary Jane joining us from Sandy. Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Let's see if I go to the website here. This is what the website looks like now when you log in. If I click on the home button here, this is if you're a member, and you can become a member for free. And that gives you some access, but all the really cool stuff comes when you come in at $5 a month or more. But if you click on home, this is just the general blog, everything that I've posted. I posted today, I'm a sports nut, you know that. So I'm going to start, I have a separate section here for sports where I railed against the rule that it's half the distance to the goal line when you have a foul within 10 yards. Hate the rule, always have hated it. But anyway, this is what the normal blog looks like now. But when you log in, you're going to click over here on all topics over here on the left. And you can see that things will be divided up by certain topics. So I've got COVID, I've got election fraud, and you can see that you can follow each of the topics. So if you're interested, you can follow. If you're not interested, then don't follow. Entertainment, because yes, I have commentary about that. You will be automatically subscribed to JMAC Live, JMAC Snacks, JMAC Update, and the members only blog, but there's also an open discussion there, politics discussion, and the public blog, and also sports. And the cool thing is that now you can post as well. So if you have a topic that you want to talk about or that you want to get the feedback, I kind of like the idea of getting together a group of like-minded people in a place where we can talk a little bit more. And I'll ensure that it's a troll-free environment. So I've wanted it to be more for a long time, and we've been working behind the scenes, and that's what it is now. So if you're not a member, go to jmcfarland.com, click on Join the Club, and come in for free or starting at $5. Then you'll also get access to the books, the webinars, coaching, all kinds of other cool stuff. Content just for you. I'm working on another JMAC Snacks right now. So that's what the website looks like, and I got to tell you, I'm kind of proud of it. So check it out, and as always, share with me your thoughts and your feelings about that. So that's the website. Travis says, hello from down the road. That episode was epic. Have you by chance read the article in the Washington Post written by Robert Kagan? It's titled, Our Constitutional Crisis is Here. It's alarming, Jay. Would love your opinion as well. Yeah, this is a constitutional crisis that we're in with election fraud, and the diversionary tactics that are being used are so sad. You know, this is for me, for conservatives, this is the ethical test of our time. This is the test to find out if you are partisan or if you are principled. I believe that parties are there to help bring like-minded people together to fight for principles, not for power. And when that fight becomes about power, it changes everything. And that's what has happened. And so this is the test. Are you principled or are you partisan? When you watch claims of widespread election fraud supported by Republicans, conveyed by Republicans, spread by Republicans, and they have no evidence to support it. It's all been debunked. And I will tell you that I love the audits. Go for it. I mean, just go for it. If you want to knock yourself out, audit like crazy. Because with each new audit, we're going to learn more and more that Trump is just a bold-faced liar. And he doesn't care about this country. He cares about himself. And that is very sad. If you received, it's on the blog, but it's also an email newsletter that I sent out over the weekend reminding people of the three times that Trump has lied about election fraud, the three separate times, because 2020 wasn't the first. 2016 wasn't the first when he lied about millions voting illegally. It was actually during the Iowa caucuses when he accused Ted Cruz of fraud when Trump lost the Iowa caucus. As I've said many times, it's one thing to get caught up in partisanship when you're talking about a tax cut or you're talking about a social program. It's entirely another to cast aside what is right when the lie that is being perpetuated will destroy this nation and will lead to events such as January 6th. We all have to have a line somewhere. And what people like Chris Stewart and others are showing us is they don't have a line. And they are spinning so uncontrollably because they know deep down in their hearts that what they're supporting is wrong, but they have to still support it openly because they're so afraid of Trump and they're so afraid of Trump supporters. And as far as I'm concerned, if keeping your job means that you have to perpetuate a lie that could lead to the destruction of this nation, then you have sold your soul. By definition, you have sold your soul. There has to be a point where you say enough is enough. This also came out the same night as the Maricopa County election results came out. The Texas Secretary of State announced on Thursday it will conduct a full comprehensive forensic audit of any election and has already begun the process in Texas' two largest Democrat counties and two largest Republican counties. Knock yourself out. Go for it. Spend your hundreds of thousands of tax dollars. Go for it. But something tells me we already know the answer. And this is something I tell to anybody who is responding to what I've said, setting the record straight about election fraud. They're like, well, why don't you want audits? I'm like, audit like crazy. Go for it. This group of cyber ninjas who did this this audit in Arizona, they are not a credible organization. They are not unbiased. The CEO of Cyber Ninjas has tweeted out tweets with hashtag stop the steal. They were holding blue lights to ballots. They clearly, from their report, which I read the entire thing, have no clue how elections work. That's why I was sure when it was all said and done, no matter what they found, they were going to cry foul. They didn't. They couldn't even make the case. It's shocking. It's unbelievable. All right, Chris Stewart. Here we go. If you don't know, if you're outside of the state of Utah, Chris Stewart is one of our congressmen here in the state of Utah. And, you know, in the past, you know, he's frustrated me a little bit, but he really took me to a boiling point when he accused the CDC of flip-flopping and accused the CDC of losing their credibility because they were changing their guidelines on COVID. When the truth is, their guidelines hadn't changed at all. They were giving new information based upon new research, based upon a new variant. He couldn't take the time to find out the truth about that, or he didn't want to. So here again, this is not about a tax cut. This is not about some new program. This is not about deficit spending. This is about lives. And he can't see his way clear to support the science, and to, if the CDC's recommendations are being misinterpreted, to help them spread the word. So that's where he got me the first time. Now, this is during a Monday appearance on Fox Business Channel. Now, I used to play these videos for you, and I would love to play them for you. If you're wondering why I stopped playing them, it's because when I do, they get flagged for copyright on all of the social media channels that I'm on. So that's why you're not seeing the video. It is not because I don't want to show you. I'm dying to show you the video. Here's what happened. During a Monday evening appearance on Fox Business Channel, Representative Chris Stewart said former President Donald Trump's repeated false claim that the 2020 election is not the big lie that America should be talking about. Instead, it should be the years-long investigation into alleged ties between Trump's 2016 presidential campaign and Russia. He says there's this narrative about the big lie over some of the things that were said over the 2020 election. Oh my gosh, this is the big lie. This is the thing that started and went on for years, Stewart said. Stewart was discussing special counsel John Durham's decision to indict Michael Stussman on a charge of making false statements to the FBI. The Trump administration appointed Durham to investigate the origins of the Russia investigation. Here's the, and by the way, Phoenix joining us. I haven't seen you here before, Phoenix. Welcome. You're saying you're assuming he had some to begin with. Oh, you're talking about principles. I didn't understand at first. I always like when people comment to refer to what I said because we move quickly. But I think that's what you're saying, that Chris Stewart had some principles to begin with. Well, I like to think that when people start out running for Congress that they do it for the right reasons. Excuse me. I like to think that they have the proper motivations. But I can tell you, having run through a Republican primary, that the pressures exerted on you to toe the line are immense, and that the fundraising occurs when you toe the line. And so what happens is you get in there and you like your job and you want to keep your job, and there's great perks and benefits to your job. But you realize that you have to continue to toe the line. And when that line draws you past choices that are going to save lives and save our republic, you still continue to toe that line. This is evil to me. This is evil. I ascribe any Republican who is perpetuating the myth of widespread voter fraud, this is not about anything else but right or wrong. This is about evil. You are choosing yourself. You are choosing your position. You are choosing your party over what is right and over the continued functioning of this great experiment that we call the United States of America. So let's break this apart a little bit. This is something that is very common when I bring up Trump's claims about election fraud. There is a common deflection to the 2016 Trump-Russia collusion claims, as if that somehow makes Trump's statements okay. This is what's so baffling to me. Because the truth is that if anybody lied, causing an investigation into the president of the United States, that person should be held accountable. And if any president lies about election fraud and perpetuate a myth, that person should be held accountable. See, that's the congruent line of thinking. But what Chris Stewart is trying to present is that because people lied about 2016, that somehow is worse than what the president of the United States did, so therefore we shouldn't care about what the president did. This is the constant problem with partisan politics. When you say the other side did it, well, here's the thing, Chris. Were you upset that they did it? Clearly you are. Were you upset that people lied? Clearly you are. If you're principled, you'll be equally upset, if not more, when the freaking president of the United States does it. If you're partisan, you will constantly deflect to the actions of the other side, which you railed against. But you will do nothing about similar or worse behavior on your own side. Worse behavior that led to the insurrection on January 6th. Worse behavior that has a large portion of American citizens believing that our election was stolen, with no evidence to support it. Everywhere I go now, talk of civil war. See, people want to now dive in. I have some texters and people saying you want to dive into whether or not the claims against Trump and collusion were justified. It doesn't matter. That, to me, none of that matters. What matters is if you care about lies that were told in 2016, then you damn sure better care about lies that are being told in 2020. That is consistency. That is principled. But when you're so upset about the allegations about 2016, you can't believe it and how outrageous. But you have the commander-in-chief on three different occasions from 2016 in three different elections claiming election fraud, providing zero evidence, parading a handful of affidavits in front of the American people, not once presenting an affidavit in a court of law, in a legal brief, when you have his lawyers presenting video evidence that is doctored. You don't care about that, Chris? You don't care about that? Ugh. Just makes me want to throw up. Now, I'll tell you, when I was thinking about running for Congress, I flew to Washington, D.C. Chris Stewart carved out some time for me, and he was very kind to me. And he gave me some recommendation. He said to my face, "You're not my first choice. There's somebody else I'm trying to get to run." But he was very kind to me. I know people who work with Chris Stewart. And I hate to sit here and go after somebody like this so aggressively. But I truly believe in my heart that this is a constitutional crisis. I truly believe in my soul that if Donald Trump lies are allowed to continue to go forth unchecked by his party, then there will come a time fast approaching that people will decide our democracy no longer works because they believe that elections are being stolen, even though the president's own DOJ when his unfounded claims were being made, did an investigation and said this is the most secure election we've ever had, even though no evidence stands up to any scrutiny. It's not evidence at all. It's conjecture. You want to have some fun? Go back and listen to my live on Thursday night, where I go back and forth with somebody for 2.5 hours, and you will see an admission that there is no evidence. You will see suspicion that has been ginned up by a man who simply wants power. And he wants power over democracy. And I've told you before, I wonder if I can pull this up. I've told you before that George Washington, hang on, let me get, so you can't see what I'm surfing here. Hang on. Okay, here we go. I've told you before that George Washington predicted Donald Trump. And I want to share that with you here, if I can. I got to think. What am I trying to do? Okay. Sorry. Let's see. Got to log in. Sorry about this. Doing this live. I should have had this ready to go. But you know me. I never plan ahead of time as much as I should. This way is not working, so I'm going to try another way. Give me a second, people. Share with me your thoughts. How was your day? Anything exciting going on? Let's see here. No, that's not it. This is taking me more time than I wanted to. I apologize. Somebody's car alarm's going off outside. Okay, here it is. Now, how am I going to show this to you? Let's see. Here it is. Let's see if I can show this to you. Sorry, my friends. I'm usually a little bit better than this. But we'll get there. I think I had this for you once on the screen. Oh, wow. Do I have it here the whole time? Here it is. I had it the whole time. The whole time. I had it on a slide ready to go. I apologize. Those of you on the podcast, I'll try and cut out the last 5 minutes of me struggling to bring you something where I had already prepared a slide. This is George Washington warning us about the two-party system. Not about the two-party system, but love of parties anyway. And he said, "The disorders and miseries which result gradually incline the minds of men to seek security and repose in the absolute power of an individual. And sooner or later, the chief of some prevailing faction," faction being a word for party, "more able or more fortunate than his competitors, turns this disposition to the purpose of his own elevation on the ruins of public liberty." That's Trump. That is Trump. That is Trump. Let's see. Jonathan says, Texas audit is going to be hilarious. Let me get back to some of your other comments here. Back up a little bit. David says he's on YouTube today because Facebook is lagging for me. Chris Stewart doesn't know what he's talking about. Russian investigation was done in good faith, given what some members of his campaign did. Like I said, I chose not to dive into the two because to me, on the face of it, if you're upset with one and you hated it, then you should despise anybody making allegations of election fraud without evidence. You should be jarred by it and so frustrated by it because you saw what happened in 2016 and that was just terrible. You should be jarred by it. But everybody forgets that the Mueller investigation was started by by a Republican. And everybody forgets that the Republicans did their own investigation in the House and the Senate, along with the Democrats. Everybody forgets that. It's so easy to go back and do the revisionist stuff. Let's see. David says the election audits were done because of a desperate man's ego. I agree. Mateo joining us on YouTube. Hey, Mateo. Fear is the leading factor of this division. It shows on both sides. Both sides are using fear and anger to divide us. The reason why I have turned my attention so aggressively to what is happening on the right is because the two choices that the right is making right now are equaling the death of thousands or millions and the death of our nation. So while under normal circumstances, I might be talking about Biden's border policy, or we did talk about Biden's mandate on employers and how I don't think that's constitutional. But all of those things can be fixed, changed, undone. You can't fix somebody who died because COVID was downplayed by the POTUS or by Republicans. And you can't fix a nation once a large number of people in that nation believe that elections are stolen, and they're willing to believe that without any evidence. So to me, you know, everything else happening on the left pales in comparison. So it may seem like I'm just here to pound the right. Well, it's a direct result of the choices that the right is making right now. And I can promise you that if they were just supporting the science and making the civil liberties argument, but saying get vaccinated and be healthy and wear a mask, then I could support that policy. And if they were saying election fraud didn't happen until there is evidence that it did and we need to support our election officials, then I could be focused. I could be talking about all kinds of other things. But I mean, the crazy thing is that it's Republicans who are dying right now. I shared with you on Thursday night, Arkansas for the first time in their history had more deaths than births. It's like in their stubbornness, Republicans are killing themselves. And good luck at the polls after you've killed off like 10% of your population. All right, good luck. Let's see. Travis says, that's what I find alarming, Jay. Our militia showed up in Arizona for the audit results. What if they start showing up for 2024 and Trump runs again? I'm afraid it's going to get someone killed. Not just somebody killed, and somebody has been killed. But the death of the United States, the death of the Constitution. That's what we're talking about here. That's why when somebody like Chris Stewart takes it so lightly and thinks that the Russian collusion investigation is in any way comparative to or comparable to the president of the United States convincing a large number of people that the election was stolen. Let's see, Cameron, I'll see if I can get your whole comment up here. I think it's awful of the widespread voter fraud allegations, but I think for a lot of people have heard that so many times from both sides. This time it's worse, but I agree that 2016 Steel dossier and the years long that a president is illegitimate or agent of Russia, which is worse, a sore loser or treating to unseat and impeach a spring president over lies. I don't agree with what is going on, but I'm always surprised at how people gloss over that attempted coup. There was no attempted coup of a presidency in 2016. I don't see how that allegation could be made in any way, shape, or form. What happened was a Steele dossier, which was actually started by Republicans and picked up by Democrats, had information in it that was discredited. But the Steele dossier, if you read the Mueller report, and unfortunately most people didn't, I read it, highlighted it, picked apart, footnoted it, you realize that the Steele dossier was a very small fraction of the reasons for that investigation. And so to call that a coup, especially when the Mueller report was put in place by a Republican in a Republican administration, to me, you just can't compare the two. But what really gets me, Cameron, is the question, which is worse? Why do we have to play which is worse? Let's stipulate that that was equally as bad as what's happening now. Are we not outraged about what happened then? Then instead of saying that that was worse than what's happening now, that's as partisan of logic as it gets. Because if your principles are that was wrong and it should never have happened, then what your principles should tell you now is now that Trump's doing it, it's wrong and it should never happen. If your knee-jerk response is to say, well, that other one was worse, I would suggest partisanship is creeping in and principles are being pushed out. But I would also suggest to you that at no time during the Mueller investigation, at no time during the Russian collusion claims, were masses of people, of American voters and citizens, under the belief that an election had been stolen and being driven towards an ideology that, because our nation was founded by taking up arms, we're going to have to fix it by taking up arms. The entire Mueller investigation happened, if you think about it, in the way that it should. Allegations were levied. There was evidence. The Trump administration lied about their Trump Tower meeting, which led to greater suspicions. Trump terminated some people who were looking into it. So a Republican on the Republican side said, this needs to be looked into. He assigns a special prosecutor. That special prosecutor does his job, exonerates Trump of collusion, finds that Russia did meddle in the election, which everybody forgets, and finds that Trump obstructed justice. So to me, the process played out. And that process was a legal process. So what is the process when you believe there was election fraud or when you're told that? There are remedies for that. None of those remedies involve picking up your guns and marching to overthrow the Constitution. None of those remedies involve breaking into and trying to take over the United States Capitol, the Congress, while it's trying to certify the election of a president. So to me, the proper remedy in the allegations against Trump, they played out exactly the way that they should have played out. And those people who made the allegations against Trump, they had to eat crow. And Trump could wave it in their face. Of course, they all look past the fact that the Mueller report said if he was not the sitting president, he would have been indicted for obstruction of justice. But, you know, we can conveniently forget that. The president of the United States sought legal remedy in a court of law. And he will tell you they refused to hear his evidence, but that's a lie. He didn't present any evidence of fraud. He never made a single allegation of fraud in a court of law. So this is bold-faced lies. His attorneys have been reprimanded for, well, not his attorneys. Other attorneys who filed things on his behalf. Sidney Powell, the Kraken. Because there are consequences from bringing cases in a court of law when you don't have evidence to support it. That's why Trump never made an allegation of fraud in a court of law. He was at least smart enough, or Giuliani was smart enough, not to do that. So this whole game of which one is worse? How about let me ask you this question. Which one is the most dangerous to our democracy? Because the one played out and Trump was exonerated from conclusion and life went on. This one has people marching on the Capitol. And dude wants to run again. And Republicans are supporting his claims with no evidence. Whew, let's see. Yeah, I saw this, Nathan. Trump has said the only thing that will keep him from running from 2024 is a doctor saying he can't. This will divide the Republican Party's vote. Tammy says 100%. Mateo says, are they really going to do the Texas audit? Honestly, I'm just tired of this. Well, look, here's what I'd like you to look for. Normally, the way this works is you do an audit when you have an anomaly, you have an irregularity, you have people complaining that their votes were stolen, or you have some initial results that are skewed. That's when you do an audit, right? I want you to go back and look at all of Texas. Now, I was in Texas for 5 years. I still receive all their Texas news alerts. I want you to go back and find for me the reason for the audit that is tied to any evidence at all or any reasoning at all. What was the thing where they're like, oh, we saw this anomaly or this irregularity in this county, so we wanted to go back and make sure. Because that's what you should see, and that's what you should have seen in Maricopa County, is we're doing an audit because we have reason to believe dot, 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 based upon this or that, so we want to make sure. The reason is that Trump was on the phone with them as the Maricopa County results were coming out. He has been begging Greg Abbott to do this. And members of the state legislature to do this. This is not based up. This is not an endeavor to fact find based upon reasoning to believe anything. That's not what this is about. This is about kowtowing to the man who has all the power. And that man is evil. And I want you to think about something. I don't know what this means to you, but it means a lot to me. I don't think I've ever in my history called a politician evil. You know me, I try and stay away from those terms. I try and deal with what they say. I try and operate in an arena where we're not using hyperbole and labeling things. But I don't have another word for it when your actions are your political actions are leading to the deaths of tens of thousands, and when your political actions are leading to the death of a nation. To me, that's evil. You know, and some people have drawn a line, and they're paying a price for it. One of those people was Mike Pence. Trump told him he could go in and he could decertify the election results. And that was, of course, a lie. And Pence had been carrying the water of Trump forever. And I thought that Pence would just continue to do that. But Pence had a line. He wasn't going to violate the Constitution. That's a line that I'm looking for in Republicans right now. You just can't tell me that Republicans are... that they're into something called truth right now. You just can't. Michael says Carl is stealing the car. Carl the cricket. Well, Carl's gone away. I don't know if he moved or if it's just that time of year. Let's see. Cameron says, I'm happy with the audits, but upset about the reasoning. I think the more audits they do, the more people will see the legitimacy of the election. I'm not sure how else you walk these people back. Well, some of them you're just not going to walk back. What I want and what I need, if I'm going to remain a Republican, is I need Republican leadership to walk it back. If they don't do that, then they become complicit in the death of a nation for political gain. So I'm with you, do the audits, knock yourself out. And there are people who will look and they will finally say, okay. But I want you to all ask this question. If you continue to call yourself Republicans, can you abide by their continued support of a man who is so willing to destroy a nation for his own political gain? Can you abide by that? Travis says, democracy cannot survive in a world where the lie and the truth stand equally. Very well said. Is that a quote from somebody, or is that just Travis just off the cuff? Tammy says, armed militias in Cottonwood Heights this past year was so reminiscent of Taliban photos from Afghanistan. I just don't get it. Cameron says, I agree on the outrage. I said that already. Yeah. Cameron says, I heard nothing in 2016 from people and congressmen about smoking guns, etc. I think you have forgotten it. I don't understand the point. Cameron, be a little bit more specific. I can tell you where I was with the entire Mueller report and all of the allegations against Trump is I said, let's wait and see. And anybody on the left who had already decided that it happened and who were making allegations that it did, I went after. I went after aggressively. And so now, when election results again are being called into question without evidence, I am consistent because I'm going after them again. And if it flips sides again, and here's the other thing for me, is there any doubt in any of your minds that if Hillary Clinton had made election fraud claims over the course of three different elections, that Republicans wouldn't be crying foul from the rooftops? Travis says, Trump told them to and they fell in line. Yeah, that's what happened to Texas. That's what happened to Texas. This is no longer about principle. It's not even really about politics anymore. It's about one man. And that's the very thing that Washington was most concerned about. And it's something that we should be concerned about. And that one man is manipulating an entire party with untruths, and he's manipulating millions of people with untruths. And they think they're the ones on the side of truth. Yet they cannot produce it. Why? Oh, because of the media. And that's the first thing that anybody says to me. And that's the majority of the emails that I got back after I sent out my newsletter over the weekend. Stop believing the mainstream media. Yeah. And of course, I challenge them to tell me where I'm wrong. They can't. I actually read the Maricopa report, the Cyber Ninjas report. They didn't. But I'm the sheep. I'm the one following the evil media. You know, it's common when you're being manipulated to pick enemies out and to blame and to make sure that you don't believe any other sources. Usually the manipulated are the ones who believe that they are free from manipulation. That's part of the whole process. So that's just the reality. We are heading towards a dangerous place. And my friends, I'm just going to be totally honest with you. I'm pretty confident at this point that I'm done with the Republican Party. I don't see them walking this back. I don't see a salvation coming from them. I don't see them pulling away from Trump. And I had tried, my whole thought process of running for Congress as a Republican was to try and create reform from the inside. I no longer believe that is possible. I am now looking for a home. I don't know what that home is. I don't know what it looks like. Many of you know I've been working on a political action committee called Lift Politics. I'd love for you to go there. It's not partisan. It is based upon principles and guiding principles that I think we should follow. If you are like-minded, sign up there. I'll pull up the website here. Again, our goal is to find people who are principled over politics, regardless of what side they're on, and support them. You can go here and just click sign up. You sign up for the newsletter. You can see our guiding principles there. This is one way that I've been thinking, how can we do this? We're finally starting to get a following. We're starting to expand our base as far as how many people are actively involved. This is liftpolitics.org. This is one of the things that I've been working on. But I still feel like I have to do more. I don't know what it is. And I know I can't do it within the Republican Party. I now believe that that's an impossibility. What are you guys doing? Because my temptation is to just stop caring about it. Just live my life. But I just don't think that's the right answer either. Tammy says, the most amazing thing of America is competing ideas for the common good. And it feels like Trump Republicans want it one way. And somehow they think it's God's way. And anything else is wrong and evil. They are becoming everything they claim to have been against. Yes, it's true. But this is not, I mean, I would never just assign that to Republicans. I think that it is on fire right now with the Republicans. But both parties have been telling you for years that they have a monopoly on truth. Both parties have been telling you they are righteous and the other side is evil. And this has been going on for a long time. And it has now become so ingrained, so embedded that we believe this is a battle of good and evil. And Heather, you're pointing out the great point. No, it's a battle of competing ideas. And in the what makes the United States amazing is that differing voices can seek representation and can be heard. But now, as you point out, there is a belief that what makes America great is somehow that we stifle those voices. We stomp them out. And that, to me, is the politics but the methodology of the terrorists. They believe that there is only one way to run government. They believe that they are righteous in their cause and that all others should be taken out because their cause is righteous. This is a product that this is exactly what George Washington was warning us against. This is a result of the two parties, and it's all by design, I believe. They don't want you to consider the viewpoints of the other side. They just want you to think that the other side is evil. And they drive wedge issues that could be easily solved if we got away from the labels. Labels like global warming. If we all stop debating whether or not global warming is man-made or natural, then and started just focusing on the common beliefs that we all have, then they could actually get something done. But that's not what they want, because that doesn't drive people. That doesn't manipulate people. That doesn't divide people. They love to perpetuate this debate. They want this debate. They don't want to solve this debate because this debate gins people up and it generates revenue for them, donations. It would be so simple to just come together and say, okay, guys, what do we have in common about this? Well, let's see. I like clean air. Do you like clean air? Do you think that's good for our kids? Yeah, Okay, we all agree on clean air. Clean water? We all agree on clean water? I like clean water. Do you like clean water? I'm a big fan of clean water. I have friends who drink clean water. Okay, we got two that we agree on. Energy independence. Any of you like being subservient to the Middle East on oil and those kind of things? Energy independence. Do you agree on that? Would you like to have energy independence? Wow, that's 3 for 3 that we all agree on. I'll put in another one. Maybe it's a little bit more controversial, but renewable energy sources. Maybe we don't have the perfect equation now, but can we all agree that if we could get somewhere where renewable energy sources replaced the current situation, that we could have the other goals? Okay. Why aren't we ever talking about commonalities? When do you hear parties talking about commonalities? They don't want commonalities. They want division. They want to gin you up into anger so that you can be manipulated to follow them. I can go through that exact same process that I did with commonalities with just about every other issue out there. And what we'll do is we'll pick the wedge issue, and both sides are more than willing to do it. And we'll get sidetracked on a debate over the title, and we'll never get to the substance. Black Lives Matter is a perfect example of that. We will get gridlocked on the title. Do Black Lives Matter? Is that a racist statement or not? Will we ever get to the discussion about why so many people in this country believe that their life doesn't matter because of the color of their skin? No, we'll never get there. Because we can drive that wedge issue and we can divide. The truth of the matter is that as Americans, we are all mostly alike, but we've been led to believe for centuries now that we are so very different and our desires are so very different. And it's not true. And the minute we start believing that, the minute we start believing representatives and choosing representatives who want to focus on commonalities, that's the moment the parties wilt away. The moment we decide we're going to stop getting played and stop getting manipulated. Let's see, Tammy says, I was so impressed with Representative John Curtis taking on climate change as a real issue for Utahns. Travis says, wedge issues. Cameron, to paraphrase Batman, The Dark Knight Rises, they turned to a man they didn't fully understand. Yeah. Let's see, Tammy LeBaron. Long comment. See if I can get it on the screen. You don't need to read this now. Just wanted to reach out. I will read it after, but you can all see it. Oh, so I have been watching to see where the Republican Party lands. I voted American Solidarity in the presidential election, but I know we live in a two-party system. I may still stay engaged at caucuses, not sure. I guess go back to being a true independent and vote for the person, not the party. Libby says, yes, why must we be so divisive on the easy stuff to agree on? Because nobody's trying to focus. They're not trying to solve these issues. Libby, you know this. If they solve the issue, they don't have something to gin you up with. They literally, the parties cannot be problem solvers. They can't. They need you divided. They need you divided. We've got to somehow find a way to support people who can say, where is our common ground on each issue? Let's start there. And I gave you a perfect example of how it could be done on the environment. Stop the stupid debate over who created it. I don't know if you remember in my debate with Burgess Owens, who's now a United States representative, he said, Heavenly Father controls the environment, and we don't have any impact on it. So I guess we can just do anything we want. I'd throw litter out the window. Heavenly Father controls that. I don't control that. Let's see, Cameron. Yes, people have allowed themselves to be put on teams and will defend their team instead of issues. Issues flip-flop all the time from one side to the other, depending on who's in power. I totally agree with you. Tammy says, we always have much more in common than different. Yeah, we do. We do. And good leadership, true leadership, will focus on those commonalities and build bridges. But that's now seen as weakness. It's like, you know, you can never negotiate with the enemy. They're evil. You know, that's why we hear such crazy terms for both sides. Racist, communist, Marxist, socialist, fascist. Put a label on it. You know, it's that old Beyonce song. If you don't like it, put a label on it. And then dismiss it. Tammy on Facebook, yep, we have commonalities. It's not about doing something to fix things. It's about staying in power. I agree. And keeping us ginned up. Manuel says, I'm late. Did I miss anything? Yeah. We solved all the world's problems, Manuel, and you missed it. Any other thoughts or comments tonight? No, Manuel, you didn't miss it. But next time, be on time, would you? I was just going to check one more thing here. Yeah, any other comments that you guys have? So I'm looking. I'm without a home right now because I don't think the Republican Party is salvageable anymore. I just don't. So if you guys have any suggestions, let me know. Travis says no Twitch or TikTok tonight, Jay. So I haven't been live on TikTok because they changed their system, so we don't go live anymore. Do I have any Twitch streamers in the house? Let me know if you're out there. I can check and see. Twitch is our newest platform, so I think I'm up to 8 Twitch followers now. Hey, I'm on my way. But I don't know if anybody's in Twitch right now. Oh, it actually said, no. We do have one person in the house for Twitch. Tell us who you are. Share your thoughts with us. Nathan says, we have been looking at the United Utah Party. Only say Rhino for the primaries. I will be honest with you, Nathan. I have been looking at the UUP as well. And I've had some conversations with the UUP. So, I'm still, you know, who knows what happens? Who knows? Travis, you notice we have Travis Morrill and Nathan Morrill here. Travis says, I think your saltiest comments come from Twitch. Well, what happens is on these lives, we a lot of times we'll have close to the same audience. Although tonight we have a lot of people in that I don't remember seeing before, and I love that. Thank you for joining me. But on Twitch, the people who are with us a lot of times, they know who I am. They know how I operate. They know that this is not a place where you're going to get anywhere with hyperbole or character assassination or anything like that. Whereas the Twitch followers jump in and they don't know that. And so they start playing those games. And then I start toying with them a little bit. And that's when things get interesting. So, you know, we have to train the Twitch followers as well. Cameron says, vote local regardless of party. And by all means, please still vote. Being disheartened and not engaging is a win for them too. You are exactly right. If it's a win for them if they can divide us, it's a win for them if we disengage. Because the extremes will always show up. And so I think that's such a great point, Cameron. And so that's where I'm at. I can't give up yet. I don't know if I'm done trying to make a difference through seeking some type of office in a campaign. But I know for sure that I can't do it as a Republican. And I know for sure I can't do it as a Democrat. As a Democrat. For two reasons. Democrats peddle in the same methodology. And for two, I'm just not a big government guy. I just don't believe that their programs are good for the country. So that means the two major parties are out if I were to run for office again. It would be a long shot if I ran a really big long shot. But I could also upset a campaign, you know, if I threw my hat in the ring again. I don't know. I'm just speaking out loud here. What do you guys think? Should I run again? Should I run third party? Should I team up with somebody else? Chris joins us, says, J-Mac for president, problem solved. Now, let's not get carried away. I couldn't even win a Republican primary. So we're a little bit of ways away from that, Chris. But I'm homeless right now, again. And I know a lot of you feel the same way. And it's really sad, because there was a time when I was really proud to be a Republican. Travis says, I voted for you once and I'd do it again in a heartbeat. Well, thank me. Thank me? Okay. No, thank you. Nick says, I'd vote for you as I did before, my friend. I will tell you this behind the scenes. In the spring, my wife and I did the old garage cleaning. It had been a long time. And there sitting on the floor was this stack about waist high of campaign signs that say J-Mac for Congress. And a box of t-shirts that say J-Mac for Congress and buttons and business cards. And we debated, should we throw these away? And interestingly enough, we didn't put the Republican Party on the signs. So they just say J-Mac for Congress. We didn't even put the district on the signs. So they say J-Mac McFarland for Congress. So my wife and I, we debated, and we let those signs sit there for a long time. And it's kind of like we knew that if we threw them away, that would be the end. And instead, we made a place for them in the garage, and we put them up on the shelves, and there they sit. I think that was kind of a sign to both of us that maybe there's more. I don't know at this point. Your trust and faith in me is incredible. Thank you for that. If I did do something like that, I mean, it would be such a long shot, but maybe people are tired enough. Maybe they're angry enough. Maybe they're frustrated enough. Maybe for once in our history, focusing on commonalities is actually an extreme. And maybe that's an emotional response that people will have. I don't know. But, you know, the Political Action Committee is good. LiftPolitics.org. If you go to that website, sign up. That's a good start. I just don't know if it's enough. And so I'm thinking. Just wondering what's next. You guys are awesome, though. Thank you so much for your comments. Nathan says, maybe with redistricting, I could vote for you this time. Yeah, maybe. Who knows? I do think redistricting is going to make the 4th district more conservative. And so that would make it even harder for an independent run. But, you know, we got to do something. David says, we'd love a place to land. Thank you, David. We're all looking, aren't we? Tammy says, thank you, Jay. We're all looking. And we all want our country to survive this. So, I don't know. I don't know. But I'm really grateful that I can come here on Tuesday and Thursday nights and I can commiserate a little bit with you. Hey, Zach. Zachary joining us. Evan McMullen is a part of a third-party movement, Stand Up Republic. I wonder if a coalition of third parties can band together to make some progress. Could be. I've looked into Evan McMullen's efforts. He followed me the other day on Twitter. I've interviewed him before. We've had some Lyft Politics has had some discussions with some of the people within that organization. That could be a possibility, Zach. I'm leaving all of those doors open. Tammy says, thank you, J-Mac. Libby says, I understand. It gets harder to be a Republican all the time. Wow, and gosh. You know, what a tragedy. Because I believe the core principles of conservatism are the best for this country. Most of them. You know I disagree on certain things, but as far as how to run a nation, you know, I'm watching these people get so caught up in one man. Travis says, my heart aches daily for my country. Or for my country daily. I know, friends. I know. Well, let's brainstorm a little bit. Let's keep seeing if we can figure out a way to do this. I have to believe there's more. I have to. So with that, how long have we been going? Oh, an hour and 11 minutes. So we're not going to go 2.5 hours tonight. Let me just again say thank you. It means the world to me that you will spend your Tuesday night with me and talk about these important issues and that we can have a place where we can go to share these thoughts and feel like we're not alone. That empowers me more than anything, the knowledge that I'm not alone and that you're there too. So thank you for that. And with that, I will let you have a wonderful night. Head over to jmcfarland.com if you haven't already and become a member, either for free or starting at $5 a month. There's a lot of great benefits there, and we can have a lot of great conversation there as well. And there's a lot of things that I'm posting there that you will only get there. So please, take a chance. Cameron says the closed captioning is changing Lyft politics to left politics. YouTube influence? It could be just my poor pronunciation, Cameron. Let's try it. See if I can say it and they get it right. LyftPolitics.org. Let me know if they get it right. Okay, my friends, thank you. Everybody have a wonderful night. I'll be back Thursday night at 9:30, and maybe then I'll have some more answers for you. We'll see what happens. I'm going to continue to look around and see what's available out there. Cameron says, nope, it didn't work. It still says left politics. What do you do? All right, my friends, have a wonderful night. Thank you so much.